You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Clonmel on Thursday, May the 4th. We've got a decent night's action for you on good to firm ground. One or two nice-looking handicaps, one or two tasty-looking bets, and then that comes in the shape of the 8.20, so do stick around for that. We begin, however, with a pretty grisly-looking claimer at 5.20 over the extending mile one, and the only logical suggestion here is to back Specific Gravity. I'll certainly put him in some short price doubles along the way, because he looks as though he's got an absolute ton in hand over this particularly weak looking field. He's been in good form, as we know, throughout the winter, clocking some very fast speed figures in victory and defeat. And although he comes here off the back of a moderate run at Nace, a couple of starts ago, that was down to the heavy ground. This is a much easier task on paper, and on much better ground, I'd expect Adrian McGuinness's Charge to win this race quite comfortably at the main expense of Lost History, who showed a little bit in four starts for the James Fiend stable.
Race 2.
On to race number 2, which is the 5.50, which is extending mile 1 maiden. And once again, we've got another short price favourite in the shape of Aurora Butterfly. And she too, like the favourite in the first Specific Gravity, looks as though this race is very much at her mercy. She started off life with a good run behind Bengala at Leopardstown on her debut, and only went down by a short head on that occasion. And even though she got beat quite comprehensively in the end in the Sousable Stakes at Navan last time out, that race is a far cry from the opposition she faces here tonight. That fifth behind Vociferous Marina certainly reads well on paper. The time figure was good, and this looks a pretty straightforward task at hand for William McCreary's filly in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here tonight. Once again, I have the extended mile and one, and I've got a massive soft spot for Beachmount Whisper, as he has proven himself over the last couple of years as a very durable and reliable performer under both codes. Indeed, he managed to win his first start of the campaign at Leopardstown on soft ground over 7 furlongs, staying on pretty strongly in the latter stages, having cut out most of the running in the early stages. And the time figure of that race suggests it was a good performance. Indeed, the runner-up Club Wexford went on to boost the form with a win down in Limerick the other day when he was sent over hurdles at Fairy House on the 16th of April. He also ran it to a good standard, just getting run out of it by the very light rated and well handicapped Friday Night Lights. With him pulling the rest clear of the rest of the field, however, it was still a good performance by Paddy Brendagast Charge. Likely to be ridden fairly aggressively, I'd expect him to go in again before being stepped up in grade.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, which comes up at 6.50. Once again, it's another extended mile 1.5 furlong handicap, but quite a wide open affair as well. We've got Mr. Egal and New Life, of course, representing that form down in Limerick the other day behind Bay Hill, who's subsequently gone in again, so that form doesn't look too shabby. Of the two, I'd much prefer New Life, because I do like the way he kept on in the closing stages. The blinkers, which were on for the first time, seem to work quite well, and with Shamin Heffernan on board, expect a really good run from Dennis Hogan's five-year-old. However, there is a couple at decent prices that are definitely worth a look at, most notably Storm Ranger from the Patrick Flynn stable. I always pay close attention to anything that Patrick runs here, and this horse has already showed an aptitude to this track as well. He finished second on his first start back here last year, and he's also run some good races in defeat subsequently. The ground and the trip would have been too short for him, and obviously too soft for him last time out at Cork, but stepping up to a trip more in keeping with his overall profile, I think he'll go well, along with Cosmic Symbol as well, who, albeit is yet to run win in 20 starts, has run in some decent handicaps and recorded some good speed figures along the way. Then our main selection would be Loon Life, just slightly ahead of Storm Ranger.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, which comes up at 7:20, a very competitive looking handicap over at 2 mile 1. Obviously Rashan's going to be under close scrutiny here off a mark of just 81 in comparison to his rating, which is in the mid 140s over hurdles. Indeed, if you go back early on in the season, he lowered the colours of two very smart horses in the shape of Apples Jade and Petite Mouchoir. And although it's very dangerous to take that race at face value, he's gone on to prove himself in decent handicaps so far this season thereafter. His run the other day down in Punchestown beyond Wicklow Brave wasn't as bad as it appeared at first glance. And with him coming off the back of a win at Dundalk over this trip recently, then he's definitely got a chance off his mark. However, I do quite like the chances of his main market rival, Gussie Rocky. He also has got some decent form over hurdles and on the flat, respectively. The last time we saw him on the level, he was a good winner at Down Royal, where he started very strongly in the latter stage. He's also got a bit of form around this track as well over hurdles. He likes decent ground and sure to be better from that run the other day when he had the cobwebs blown away down in Cork. I'd expect Pat Flynn's 8-year-old to run a big race there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and it's that man again, Patrick Flynn, who has a strongly fancied favourite in the shape of Dixie Highway. He clocked a really good speed figure down in Limerick the other day when he pulled nicely clear in the closing stages, having come well off the pace. Hopefully this track will definitely play into his strength. It should do, because he does like right-handed and a little bit of a turning track. And he's also got plenty of form on decent, fastish ground. He often comes good at this time of the season as well. Favourable mention for Cesari as well from the Dennis Hogan stable. He didn't run too badly the last time we saw him at Dundalk in quite a competitive affair behind the likes of Ruby Gates and Repair Mon. So that'll definitely set him up for a decent run here. The only problem is his winter run ratio isn't all that great. Slightly tempered enthusiasm. However, I do think Dixie Highway is the one to be with here off the back of that win the other day. And he looks a sound each way investment around about the 4-5-1 mark.
Final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks an absolute penalty kick in all intents and purposes for Elmarie Holden's Lacares. This horse has been plying his trade to very good effect over hurdles recently. He won a couple of starts back in a very fast time down in Limerick, and then he went to Cork the other day, very strongly fancied from 8-1 into 7-2. He looked like justifying that favouritism tag by sweeping into the lead, rounding the home turn, travelling well in the hands of Rachel Blackmore. Unfortunately, he just got his pocket picked in the latter stages when he was outrunning the closing stages by Conduct Yourself and Miles to Memphis. The time figure was good, and once again he ran up to a very good standard. He likes fast ground, he's in great form, and he's stable. He's in absolutely flying form at the moment. The fact that Jamie Codd had been booked as well also goes well for his chance, and he looks head and shoulders above this field, with the only possible threat coming in the shape of Supreme Vinny, who hasn't been running too badly over hurdles of late, and he also has got plenty of form on a sound surface. But it's all about Lacares. He's around about even money this morning. I could see this horse going off big odds on to win the final race, and he's the nat vote in the 8:20. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for tomorrow's podcast, where we'll be taking a look at the Evening Cork at Cork. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.